You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. Happy Friday to you. I am your host, Joanna Intara, the Intimacy Genius, here to empower successful parents and couples to thrive in relationship with soul. And I am super excited to bring you another episode of our wonderful conversations that we have been having. Today's title of our podcast is called When You Do This One Thing, Your Sex Life Will Soar. So if you are new to joining us, welcome. So glad you're here. We've been getting some wonderful reviews over on iTunes. And if you are wanting to improve your sex life and your love life and the closeness and connection that you feel with your partner, hop on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples. You will find wonderful community support there, wonderful exercises to help you improve and develop and cultivate the resources so that you can actually be able to have and create the hot sex, love, and closeness that you so deeply desire and also really crave as well. And I have to say that after 30,000 hours and 33 years working with people in one form or another, the number one thing that I hear over and over again is about sex, love, and closeness. It is what makes the world go round and round and upside down. And so I am absolutely dedicated to supporting you in developing the tools, the resources, the inner capacities that actually help you cultivate and create the sex, love, and closeness that you truly desire. And as parents, because we are raising children and dealing with, you know, running businesses and working in startups, which is what most of my clients are, you know, it's a lot to hold all this. Your kids need you. They, you know, push on you to get their needs met. And so I really believe that when couples, especially parents, are having hot sex, it is so good for not only yourselves, your nervous system, your hearts, your bodies, your minds, your creativity, but also it's fabulous for your children to receive that transmission so that they start out on a completely different vantage point in terms of being able to create the hot sex, love, and closeness in their own lives as well, and not have to do all the cleanup work that some of us have to do in order to cultivate that. And what I'm referring to is the reality that most of us are not taught how to do this. We receive imprints, which are kind of like handed down templates from our parents, our caregivers, our families, and our lineages about how to do hot sex, love, and closeness. So sometimes there's cleanup work, there's healing work, there's trauma release work, there is transformation work, and we can do that, and I'm here to support that as well. And our topic today is when you do this one thing, your sex life will soar. When you do this one thing, your sex life will soar. So I want to make it really, really simple for you, because truly it is complicated and it can feel complicated. But sometimes we just really need to know the things that we really need to do in order to get to the other side where hot sex, love, and closeness can truly have a chance to really reign. And I really believe that if we're willing to open to it, our relationship with our partners can teach us everything that we need to learn about how to have all the hot sex, love, and closeness that we need and desire. And the thing is, as I was just saying a moment ago, is that it gets challenging when we run into our conditioning during our sexual experiences. You know, what we've been taught about how to love, how to how to fuck, how to suck and touch, and how much to open to trust and love. So I'd like to share with you actually some of my very vulnerable story with you, just so that you can know me more authentically, and also hear how I went from not having hot sex to being able to create epic hot sex when I desire it. So I just want to share a little bit of that story with you, how I went from struggle into some of the most ecstatic and amazing sexual experiences that I've had. And you'll be able to know me more, and also to share how this can happen for you as well. So I come from a long line of deep ancestral trauma, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. And when I was a late teenager, my mother revealed to me that she had been quite seriously molested by 5 different people growing up. And in my early 20s, I also uncovered deeply repressed sexual abuse and violation from her. And this was in addition to untangling all of the inappropriate sexual energy that I also received from my father, funneled my way out of the frustration that he had in his marriage, which wasn't functioning in the way that he desired with my mom. This is a very common dynamic. If there's one partner that is sexually offline, if the other partner is not conscious, it can start to move into that with the children. Sometimes I hear about, you know, parents going through a separation and kids getting overly touched or drawn upon for nourishment for the parents. And so you can imagine, as you've been through this, I experienced massive confusion. It was very brutal. And I also experienced massive amounts of guilt and shame-ridden entanglements that really did live inside my body. They lived inside my heart. They lived inside my mind. And it definitely made sex, love, and intimacy a nightmarish adventure for me at times. So to relieve all that pain and then face it and attend to it and heal it, it was truly no joke. And I had to experience body memories that my mind had forgotten about because things were so shoved down. I had to face those body memories with presence, attention, deep care, release, and bring in new sources of safety and containment to help me literally know I wasn't crazy, I wasn't alone, or that I wasn't gonna die, and that my body was safe, and that my sexuality was healthy, and that I could express it freely as my soul desired. So if you have experienced some kind of sexual trauma or violation, and it's showing up in your marriage, in your partnership, in your sexual experience, in your love relationships, I really want you to know that you are not crazy, and you do not need to be alone in it, and that you are not going to die. And it can really feel that way sometimes when you have been imprinted with sexual violation. It can really feel like you're going to die. So I just want to say that to anybody who's listening today, who has gone through that and has some of those experiences, though they are very, very, very common. They're also very common if you've experienced physical abuse or violation as well. And I also, in addition to needing to cultivate those experiences inside of me of knowing I wasn't crazy, wasn't alone, and that I wasn't going to die, I needed to also process all the emotions about sex, receiving it, giving it, and loving it so fully. I know you can imagine this because literally, I think 4 out of every 5 people in my client list currently have had some sort of sexual violation or another. Whether that's a grab on the ass for a woman or a man, all the way up to severe and repeated sexual violation and abuse. And isn't just the women anymore. It's the men are coming forward as well. Almost everyone that I have ever worked with has some degree of love, sex, and closeness issues and imprints, which are how unresolved issues live on in the body and therefore control and have a great impact on future pleasure and sexual experiences. And so then we all get together, us people, as humans, we get together in relationship. We have all this stuff going on, just like you, just like me. And we want the amazing sex lives that we see in the media and movies. And then we run into obstacles. And we wonder, what are we going to do or how are we going to handle it? And it cuts deep. It cuts deep because good sexual connection creates so much closeness and so much goodness. And yet, there can be so many feelings of darkness and shutdown and gloom when we don't. And I see this every day in my work and also my clients. I just want you to know I have got your back. And I really do get this. I get you, and I get this prickly territory. You really want to go further. You want things to be hotter. Maybe there's been a lack of sizzle for a while. You want things to be wild, or maybe you've been feeling like things are too vanilla and you've been playing it too safe. And it's a dilemma because you have to overcome these obstacles. You have to dissolve the obstacles. You have to find out where the obstacles live in your body, your mind, your heart, your soul, what they look like, specifically what they are, and then develop the capacity and the resources to work with them. And I know if I can heal, and it took me a long time to heal, I had a lot of work to do, and that's not a problem. I know that you can as well. And I just really want to advocate that, a powerful and potent sexual connection like the one I'm having now, it's not a nice to have. I really want to get this idea of it being a luxury out of your mind. It is not a nice to have. A sexual connection that's epically powerful, that's potent, that's hot and wild in the places that you really, really, really truly desire it, it's your birthright. It is your birthright. And doing this work, the work that I'm describing here of really clearing the obstacles and facing the templates that are running the show that hold you back, it will not only help you survive, but it will make you thrive. Big, huge difference. And I want you to get that if you turn towards these difficulties when they arise during sex and face them by clarifying exactly what the issue is. If it's emotional, feeling, is it mental, an idea, perception, a judgment, opinion, a disturbing image, or maybe it's some kind of, conditioning ideas and things that were passed down from your lineage. So many of us were taught pleasure is only just for, procreation or sex is just for procreation, actually, or that it shouldn't go so far, or maybe, you have difficult body sensations during sex that feel intolerable. People who have been through sexual violation and sexual abuse have this frequently. For myself, if I wanted to go farther, if my desires for hotter, wilder, juicier, whatever, fill in the blank sex came up, I would inevitably feel a deep tightness in my gut. And so for me, the work was to really bring my resources, my inner resources, I call it the sacred remedy, heart of presence, heart of awareness, heart of attention, heart of focus, right to those sensations. They would start to know that I was there to hold them instead of me running away or fighting them or going numb, which were all things I did that we can do, that we all do. We do live in a world of distraction and addiction. And so we're not taught how to truly be present with the sensations that are uncomfortable. And by turning towards them with this heart of presence and awareness and focus and attention, they learned the sensations that I was actually there, that I was present for them, that I was here for them, that they were going to be supported, they were going to be contained. Not that I was trying to get rid of them or numb against them or distract against them, which would inevitably actually communicate to them that they just needed to be shoved down, which then actually created and can create, if you're doing that, no judgment, but it's just what happens, more trauma, more drama, so that it actually gets your attention, which is the purpose of drama. So we want to have you not go through that if you don't need to anymore. and give those sensations, those thoughts, those emotions, those feelings, the love they need, the care they need, the space they need, and the presence they need for any knots, any contractions to truly unfurl, unwind, untangle, all those great unwords. I just love unwords, you know, because it always creates healing, always creates clarity. And one thing I just really know that if you do that, you absolutely will heal. And I'm not just talking about surviving and sort of being semi-functional, getting through the day. I'm really talking about the fact that you will thrive. Like I did. I became completely free. I'm able to have hot, wild, juicy sexual experiences whenever I want to. And you can too start having fabulous, pleasure-filled, satisfying, and fulfilling sexual experiences that are hot, wild, and free, despite anything that you've been taught. And I will say it was hard at times to really face such deep pain. It was hard to face such heartbreak, such terror, such fear, confusion. I felt guilt. I felt lost, but I did face it. And I was relentless because I wasn't about to give up on sex. I wasn't about to deny it. I wasn't going to pretend that I didn't need it or become a nun. Which I once considered at the height of my suffering, but that is truly another story for another time. And I know that if you're devoted to doing the work I describe and you make the decision that you will overcome it and that you do get to have epic, hot sex, sizzling sex, I truly know that you will as well. And not only that, when couples are having sex that is truly connected, intimate, loving, hot, creative, and wild, I really believe that this contributes to the healing not only of your relationship, but also of your family, your lineage, your community, and the world. You provide amazing modeling for your kids. And if your partner is on board for doing the work, it will absolutely double the results, maybe even triple, because as we've all heard, one plus one is way more than two. Maybe it's actually infinity. And so I am open to working with you or your partner, but ideally you both. You can reach out to me at freecallwithjoanna.com, free call with Joanna, and ask me any question you've got going on about how to deal with this, and I'll give you the one thing you can do that will absolutely help you. And I just want to leave you with this, that sexual healing is one of the ways we can become truly liberated. Some of the great meditation and spiritual masters say this. There's four powerful ways we can become deeply liberated. And sexual healing is one of them. To truly be able to be free to love and express the fullness of our sexual desires and needs and pleasure. That's your right. If you claim it. And you really do get to decide. And the question is, will you? Will you let yourself have that deep healing and the support you need to turn the mess into miraculous healing, into the sizzling hot sex that you crave and desire? Will you say yes? And these are the questions I had to ask myself is, will I say yes to the healing being your right to have for your relationship and your happiness? I had to ask myself these questions. I had to make those decisions and I had to answer them with what would actually help me. And the answers were, of course, for me had to be a yes. And I'm guessing they have to be that for you as well. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be listening this far. So just know I want that so much for you. And I know that you do too. And you can feel free to let me know how this is for you on iTunes. We're also over on SoundCloud and Spotify. And I do post this on Facebook under Joanna and Tara, my name, or you can kind of come over to the group Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for parents and couples. Or if it feels too vulnerable and you'd like me to answer this more privately, you're also welcome to send me a private message. We check those as well because this is a vulnerable subject and your safety is my top priority. So I look forward to connecting with you. I hope this has been helpful. If it has, please feel free to share this with your friend. And I want to get this work into the hands of at least a million couples before I die. And I think that can deeply shift the needle of what's happening here on the planet. This is my personal contribution and mission, and I'm happy that you're with me on the journey. And just know I appreciate you, and I read all of your questions, and I try to answer all of your messages, and I look so forward to connecting with you all again soon next week. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips and guidance, products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.